Okay, that's enough of that. I think that's enough of that. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a pretty exciting week. Something that I've done over the course of this year, my New Year's resolution, was to listen to every Miles Davis studio album. I already had a pretty good head start with it, listened to a lot of Miles Davis over the years. But, that being said, there's lots to go through. So, let's start with something classic. Around Midnight, some John Coltrane on it too.
Thank you.
That one was I Thought About You, obviously Miles Davis. And that one was from Someday My Prince Will Come. Probably out of the new Miles Davis albums that I've listened to this year, it's maybe my favorite. It's from 1961. It's just, that is jazzy, jazz, jazz. It's as jazzy as you can get. And what I really listened to previous to this year with Miles was a lot of later stuff when it gets into the fusion and the jazz rock, the rock jazz and all that stuff. So I'm really focusing on earlier material early into this year. But I've still made some time for some later stuff. Miles Smiles is a good example of that. One of the later albums from his second great quintet with Herbie Hancock and all those guys. This one is Orbits off Miles Smiles.
Thank you.
That was ESP by Miles Davis, self-titled, titled track off the record ESP. Both that and Miles Smiles are arranged and done by the second great quintet. So we got Wayne Shorter, we got all these guys. Oof, it's good stuff. Makes me want to get my snapping on, but yesterday I did some rock climbing for the first time in 6 years, so my forearms are killing me. It's dangerous. Speaking of, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. And next up, we're going to go a little bit earlier now. Back to that first quintet with the cooking and the relaxing. So this one's off cooking. We got My Funny Valentine. Mm-hmm. That was Easy Living by the Miles Davis Quintet from an album called Blue Moods. Some early, early Miles stuff. So, in the history of Miles, you know, this is kind of up-and-coming musician, fell under the influence of a particular drug, which I'm not sure that I can say the name of on air, just in case I won't say it, but it does rhyme with Barabin. And was kind of seen as this kind of up-and-comer who didn't really make it and fell under this thing. But then, 1955, Newport Jazz Fest kills it, crushes it, does a great job. And CBS, probably the biggest record label in the country at the time, said, oh, we'll sign you. And he said, oh, okay, but I got these other four records I got to do for my current label, so let me just record a bunch of albums and get them out of the way. So that's where Relaxin', Cookin', these four great albums come from. which I regard as probably the first few actual great albums from him, because from what I've listened to, like this Blue Moods, I was going to play this album, this track from an album called The Musings of Miles. Like, it's fine. It's fine, but it's not Miles Davis. It's just a good trumpet player. It's not personally significant, I don't think. What I do enjoy a lot is with the second quintet, with Herbie Hancock and all these guys, we got the complete live at the Plugged Nickel in 1965, where they're intentionally trying to play as uniquely and differently as they possibly can in a 1965 context. So here's an 11-minute, 44-second jam. I Fall in Love Too Easily.
Thank you.
That was I Fall in Love Too Easily from The Complete Live at the Plugged Nickel. Maybe one of the best live albums. You know, it's long, it's a box set, but still, one of the best he's ever done. Let's wrap it up with some Miles Davis Quintet. Relaxin'. This one's called It Could Happen to You. that's enough of that. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I think that'll be it from me. You know, the guys are coming in next. They're going to do a good job. So here's some automation. Hold you over.